Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord and good afternoon or good evening. We bless the Lord for another day that He's added into our lives. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. God, help us to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the circumstances and situations are occurring in our lives, help us to be in that place that we can glorify, magnify, bless the Lord at all times, and give praise and honor unto You. Because You are the God of our salvation, the author and the finisher of our faith, and nothing goes on without You knowing about it. So if we just trust and believe in You and exalt You, You're going to turn things around for our good. So God, help us to have that mindset that we will bless the Lord at all times and give glory and praise and honor unto Him. Truly, He is worthy to be praised. Without Him, we can do nothing, but through Him, we can do all things. And we can just keep that mindset to know that if I put my trust in the Lord and believe what His word says, when His word go out, it will not come back void. It will accomplish and achieve everything that He set it out to do. If we would keep the faith and be able to praise and magnify His name in the midst of our circumstances, we will see a mighty move of God. Everything that goes on in our lives, He is aware, but He wants us to trust Him, to learn to rest in Him, and to speak and decree and declare what His word says until it manifests. And even when it manifests, we still should be looking for anticipation of expectancy of greater things for to come about in our lives. So, God, we worship You today, and we magnify Your name and give honor unto You today, and thank You for all Your great and mighty acts. In the midst of these dilemmas, the sickness, the all kinds of trials and tribulations that are occurring and things that are happening in the cosmos and around us, God, help us as the people of the Lord to really be in a place that we get anchored down and said, I shall not be moved. You've already made us aware. It's not like these things are happening and that we're unaware and we don't have any knowledge of. You've let us see and teach some things through the Spirit, as well as through the Bible, as well as through these teachings, as well as through the current events that are taking place, for us to know without a shadow of a doubt. Glory to God, Your word is true, and we have to come into a place that we can adhere to it, rest in it, and many things we may not understand, but we have to learn how to, nevertheless, Thy will be done. God, I'm going to trust You, and help me to walk through this with my eyes open, my ears open, and with a determination that I'm going to rest in what Your word says. And if I get a little leery or I get a little weak, help me to remember when doubt comes in that I'll be quick to get back to 1 John 1:9, that if I confess my sins, You're faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. He is such an awesome God. We adore Him, magnify Him, uplift His holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Our scripture reading will be coming from 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter tonight, and it'll start at the 6th verse. What's before that, but I think I'm not going to read to make it too lengthy. So we'll start at the 6th verse. And for thus it stands in scriptures, behold, I am laying in Zion a chosen, honored, precious chief cornerstone, and he who believes in Him, who adheres to, trust in Him, and relies on Him, shall never be disappointed or put to shame. To you, then, who believe, who adhere to, trust in Him, and rely on Him, is the preciousness. But for those who disbelieve, it is true. The very stone which the builders rejected has become the main cornerstone, and a stone that will cause stumbling, and a rock that will give men offense. They stumble because they disobey and disbelief. God's word, as those who reject Him were disdained, appointed to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchase, special people, that you may set forth the wondrous deeds and display the virtues and perfection of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Once you were unpitied, but now you are pitied and have received mercy. Beloved, I implore you as aliens and strangers and exiles in this world to abstain from the sensual urges, the evil desires, the passion of the flesh, your lower nature that wage war against the soul. Conduct yourselves properly, honorably, righteously among the Gentiles, so that although they may slander you as evildoers, yet they may, by witnessing your good deeds, come to glorify God in the day of inspection, when God shall look upon your wonders as a pastor or shepherd looks over his flock. Be submissive to every human institution and authority for the sake of the Lord, whether it be to the imperial or the supreme. We bless the Lord. We're going to stop there. And as we often do, we're going to go ahead and read the reading out of the Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, and we'll prepare ourselves for prayer. We praise God. We'll have Mother McCormick, and I think it's Pastor Tui that's on, so we'll start with those as soon as I say a prayer after this Jesus reading. Jesus calling and reading out of depending on him. I have called you out of darkness into my marvelous light. I brought you not only out of darkness, but also into my royal family. I clothe you with my own robe of righteousness, making you fit for my kingdom. You are one of my own special people. You belong to me and delight in you. And I delight in you. Correction. I have chosen to use imperfect ones like you to proclaim my praises. I know you cannot do this as well as you would like. The truth is, without my help, you can't do it at all. This gap between my call on your life and your ability to respond is part of my plan. It's heightened your awareness of your utter insufficiency. Because you are mine, I allow you to connect your deep inadequacies to my boundless sufficiency. Instead of focusing on your imperfection, make every effort to stay connected with me. The more you depend on my resources, the more you can celebrate my majesty. And whatever you do, consciously rely on my help, living in the joyous wonders of self-forgetfulness. As you look to me continually for all you need, your face will reflect the light of my surpassing glory. Reference scripture, 1 Peter 2:9, Isaiah 61:10, John 15:5, 2 Corinthians 3:18. O Lord, we exalt thee, O Almighty God, this night. We give you glory and praise. You are such an awesome God. As we come in your presence, humbling ourselves now, looking unto you, and God, believing you by faith that whatever we're praying for, that we're believing, you are going to manifest yourself in whatever capacity you desire. God, help us, glory to God, to just submit into being in a place of being and allowing our vessels to be used to your glory and to your honor. And so, God, as we deny this flesh and ask for forgiveness for any shortcoming, any offense now against your word or anything that you required of us and we have not comply, forgive us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the renewed mercies every morning. Thank you for favor. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for peace and joy. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us direction. Thank you for waking us up another day. Glory to praise and magnify you. Another day to be used for your glory. Another day to even repent. Another day, glory to God, to allow this vessel, glory to God, to be in a humble state that you may, glory to God, transmit whatever anointing, whatever gifting you want to stir in us that we can be able to complete or accomplish whatever the assignment that you placed at our hand to do. God, we bless you to help us, glory to God, to be a blessing. Help us to keep our eyes open till we'll be able to discern the signs of the time, but keep us in a place that we are submit in obedience to you. God, we want to use these giftings to your glory. God, help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, and be in a place of being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. Help us, glory to God, to not allow the cares of this life to overwhelm us and cause us to stumble and fall, or cause us to get in a place of complacency, or get to a place, glory to God, that we'll get dull of hearing when it comes to your request and whatever you want us to do, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I bless you tonight, and I give you glory, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. At this time, Mother McCormick, I'm going to open the line so that way the Lord bless that you may be able to share what's in your heart to pray tonight. And Pastor Tweedy, if you're available too, we're going to ask you to come on after her. Praise the Lord. And I'll just make my special prayer request. I've been under the weather all day long, but in the meantime, I want to stay on my post for the work of the kingdom tonight. So however the Lord bless, we may not be on any lift the time the Holy Spirit moved, and so be it. But I will ask for your prayers for my body tonight too. The Lord bless for healing, whatever this is. We give God glory. We know we have the victory, but as the night goes on, keep me in mind and, you know, in your spirit for prayer. At this time, Mother McCormick, the line is open for you, and prayerfully, soon after my sister, the vessel of the Lord could be used for to pray, and whoever else comes on, we may be on for an hour, and we may be just a little over tonight. We'll just see how the Lord bless and directs. But all things, anything can happen in the midst with the anointing and what God's words, glory to God, we just never know how he might move. So in the meanwhile, as I release the line open to Mother McCormick, we pray God this blessing. Pray whatever he's placed in your heart for today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this afternoon, Lord God, as we know how. We come, Lord, asking you to forgive us for all our many sins, God. Father, we come, Lord, just want to thank you, Lord, for this day, a day that we've never seen before. We come because we know that you is a God at sea and a God that knows all things. We thank you right now, Father, for how you have been so merciful, how you have been so kind and so good to us. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have kept us, Lord God, how you have made ways out of no way. And, oh, God, we pray right now for your people right now, Lord. And, oh, God, we pray right now for our sister right now. Before we go into further work, we pray, God, for our sister, Hubba, God. We pray that you, Lord God, will strengthen her body right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we know, God, that she is a woman of God on the wall, God. And we pray that you will send for a total, complete deliver in her life right now, God. Whatever it may be, God, we bind the enemy up right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on him right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we pray that you, Lord God, will touch her body and heal her from her head to the tip of her toes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we know, God, that with your stripe that she's already healed, God, and we just thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, anyone else that's sick in their body on tonight, God, we pray for them right now, God, that you'll have your way in their life right now. Because you said with your stripes that we are already healed. So, God, we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your word, because you sent your word to heal your people. So, God, as we pray this prayer on tonight, God, we pray that you, Lord God, will take hold to it, God, in the name of Jesus. We realize, Heavenly Father God, that without you, Lord, we cannot walk this journey. We need your strength. We need your power right now to be able to go through the situation that we are going through. And we just thank you right now for all what you're doing. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come looking to you today, Lord, for we thank you for life. And Lord, we ask you to forgive us for all our many sins. And we ask you right now to help us to trust in your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have a good plan for our life and that you are watching over our people and working out everything for your best. And, Father, thank you that you have covered us with your blood right now by your son, Jesus. And Heavenly Father, help us to stay under the shadow of your wings, God, because we know under your wings we shall trust and find refuge in Psalms 91 and 4. And help us, God, help us, Father, not to seek our own desire, but to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things may be added to our life. And so, God, we just give you glory and honor today, Lord, because you are awesome, God. You are a merciful God. You are everything that we need on tonight, God. And we realize that all power is in your hand on tonight. And help us to continue to trust in your word at all times. Father, help us to do what you would have us to do. Help us to lean not to our own understanding. And because you've been there, God, because you have kept us, Lord, we know that you are the one that's able to divide. You are the one that's able to deliver us from all situations. And so, Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We pray for men and women of God everywhere. We pray for the body of Christ right now, Lord God. We pray for that man, that sinner man, that sinner woman somewhere, God, that don't know you, that girl or boy somewhere. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will touch their minds and give them a mind to call on your name. Give them a mind to seek your face, God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our deliverer. You are our healer. You are our strength, and you are our peace in a time of trouble. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all what you're doing, for all that you're going to do. And the word of God tells us in Psalms 121, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. And all our help comes from the Lord. We know today we can lift our eyes to you today. We can look to you for what we need because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one that we call on in a time of trouble. And also, Lord God, Psalms tell us in Psalms 137 and 7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemy. And we thank you for that because we know it's all about you on today. And you tell us also in the word of God to be able, Lord God, to hold on, not to look to the left or to the right, but to keep calling on the name of Jesus because we know the name is a strong tower and the righteous running their safe. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So, God, we thank you right now, Father God. We pray for those that sick in their bodies right now, Lord, those that have cancer on today, God, those that have lupus today, God, those that have all different kind of disease, arthritis or whatever, kitten problem, whatever problem it be, God, we pray for those people right now. We pray for those the police out there, Lord, those that's on their job, those that's on different things that they're doing, God, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus because you told us in the word to speak those things which are though, though they were in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to thank you right now, Father God. We pray right now that you will ever, Lord, lead your people. You will ever lead us and keep us, God, as we walk this journey, God. Help us to keep our mind on you, Father. Help us to keep looking to you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for all what you're doing and what you're going to do. And, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord, to look on your people, Lord God. Stir us up, Lord God. Help us to keep our minds seeking your face, Lord God. And, Lord, we love you on today, and we continue, Lord God, to ask you, Lord God, to walk with us and talk with us and lead us in the way that you have us to go, Lord. Oh, God, touch men and women of God everywhere, Father God. Somebody, Lord God, needing you right now. Somebody crying out, Lord. Don't know which way to turn. Don't know who to call on. But we know, God, that you are the one that they should look to. You are the one that they should put their eyes on. You are the one that they should seek in a day and time like this. So, God, we just thank you right now. And, Father, when we're done in prayer and we can't pray no more, this we ask all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor unto the Lord. Praise God. We're going to continue with the prayer, but let me just enter. You think about yourself and come to find out you get a call or you make a call and come to find out some people are in a more serious situation. I do appreciate the prayer that went forth for me for prayer tonight for, and I thank the Lord for feeling the strength of my body, but also when you hear about somebody else that'll give you that extra strength too, to look at yourself, is that's a little thing comparing to how you've been feeling. comparing to someone else. I just spoke with Pastor Tweedy. She's on her way from the hospital, and it was a young lady that just had a baby, and she was over-medicated, so she dropped the baby, rolled out her arm, and cracked the skull, so they did an emergency surgery on the baby. So want you to we're touching agree in prayer with that. And then her daughter also is at the hospital because she swallowed some smoke from doing someone's hair. I guess the fumes from the, you know, whether it was a press comb or whether it was from the curling iron or the flat iron or whatever, got in the lungs and caused a bad asthma attack. So we're going to keep the prayers going on, but let's put this up before the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight for the young lady with the asthma attack because of the smoke that went in her lungs from the whatever instrument being used, God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we speak that her lungs will be clear, glory to God, and you're blessed to be inhale and exhale. God, we come against anything in her bronchial tubes or however. We plead the blood of Jesus or any satanic attack against the enemy or against her body. God, we're speaking, glory to God, life. We're speaking, God, that you are blessed. We're praying that, God, even the medication that she's taking, that it won't be nothing overdose or underdose, that, glory to God, it won't be no misprognosis or whatever. We're praying, God, that we're going to hear a report that you're going to turn things around, and immediately, glory to God, we're going to hear a report before the day or the night or either by tomorrow. The Lord blessed and raised her up and brought her through in the name of Jesus. We pray for this young lady that just had a baby, glory to God, a newborn, and then from being over-medicated and then having with her daughter or a child or whatever it is, the baby rolling over and then skull cracked and now emergency surgery. God, we're speaking life to that baby. We cancel every problem, every situation the enemy come up with brain surgery, any brain damage or whatever, or either coming against any particular nerve or vessel, glory to God, in her body, in the name of Jesus, or vein. We're praying, God, that you're blessed, that that baby will be raised up, healed, and whole. And, God, we're praying, God, even for wherever that operation that's taking place, that, God, it'll be a testimony, but it won't be nothing to go right, bring any damage to her, to that person's life as you bless them. God, we're speaking that, God, it won't be no repercussion of anybody trying to turn this thing around with DSS or whatever else that try to interfere or intervene, glory to God. God, in this situation, let the truth or whatever has happened in this medication or whatever happened in her body that caused her not to be able to function properly to take care of her baby. God, we're praying that that mother will not be separated from her child. We're praying all be well in there, that the baby, glory to God, be raised up, and God, you bless and bring health and wholeness to that baby, and also that mother, that heart probably is hurting through what's going on at right about now as well. God, we come against the naysayers and all the chaos and confusion behind all of it in the name of Jesus. We're praying for your people. We thank you right now even for the prayers that already went forth in the name of Jesus for myself. We glorify and magnify you. So, God, as we continue tonight in prayer, we're praying, God, that you will move in a miraculous way and that your will be done in Jesus' name. You told us to pray without ceasing and go right, pray one for another, bear one another burdens, and glory to God. God, with a strong bed and firmness of the weak. God, we have to pray and bind at the forces of the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you came to give life and life more abundant. We're speaking and decree and declare that it is so. And we believe your report, and we believe your word, and God, the faith to stand on it, that it shall be manifested. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, we bless you. Pray covering now over the prayer warriors. We bind up every device and tool of the enemy that will come into our lives to enter in, to try to sidetrack or try to sabotage or try to undermine or try to cause any stealing in their life or health or coming up, glory to God, against finances and ministries or whatever. We cancel that assignment now. The devil is a liar and the blood of Jesus is against. God, I thank you, Lord God, no matter what the enemy comes up against, God, give us that assurance that we press in and pursue after your word and know, glory to God, what your word said is true, that we can call down them strongholds. We can uproot those things that the enemy has plotted and planned for destruction in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will bless them and cover them. Give them a mindset like never before to keep speaking, keep praying, keep preaching, keep reaching, keep standing, keep teaching, keep reaching out, glory to God, and everything in them to do the will of the Lord, because God is going to do what he said he's going to do. As we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. As we delight in you, Lord, glory to God, you said you would give us the desires of our heart. As we walk up right before you, say you hold no good thing from God, we want to keep our eyes fixed on the prize, that no, glory to God, that when you, glory to God, has set us
set out glory. Your word, it will sit out, it will heal, it will deliver, it will encourage, it will save. Glory to God, and bring awareness. It will bring, glory to our families together that's dysfunctional. It will cause mindsets, glory to God, to change from darkness into light in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, you said men don't want to come to the light because they show up their deeds. But God, you got a way of dealing with that heart and cause their minds to want to change. Glory to God, we're praying as you take out a heart of stone and put it in a heart of flesh, man will have a desire, glory to God, to want to be saved and want to be delivered. God, we are praying, glory to God, against the crisis of what the enemy is bringing up to make people think, glory to God, there is no God. Hallelujah, that our God is asleep, that he's not, glory to God, hallelujah, going to work out things and turn things around or awaken them or heal them or deliver them. He is a liar in the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you for the reports that we hear. We thank you, Lord God, for moving in our lives. We thank you for, glory to God, when we pray, we hear, glory to God, the power of the word and of the anointing, of the jokes being destroyed and people coming into a place where they have death sentences, and glory to God, you bring forth life and you bring forth, glory to God, it abundantly. How you bring forth, glory to God, the healings in the bodies, and even when, glory to God, the enemy says cancer and that's the end, God, you turn it around. They may have to go through a little trial, a test here or hurt or whatever, but God, you still bring victory, and some may not even have to go through any of it. You just came in and wiped the slate clean. God, I just thank you for your power. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for the power in your word that we can speak and decree and declare some things, glory, like you spoke your word and it created, glory to God, hallelujah, the heavens, it created the earth, glory to God, your word, hallelujah, even in a creation and what you did even in our lives. God, help us to know that greater works that we're to do even at this hour is all that you have placed in the earth realm through all these giftings and all the callings that you place on our life and all the talents that you gave. They're to be used for the glory of God, not to glorify man, not to exalt flesh, not to glory to God, to look up, glory to God, and appease the flesh. God, but we are thanking you for a breakthrough, that men and women are going to come into a place that, God, we're going to put you first. We're going to seek out your face. We're going to drop those things, glory to God, that cause, glory to God, some to cleave to the left and the right, and some to get caught up in, glory to God, the Hollywood Boulevard, and cause them, glory to God, to get off the path of the straight and narrow. We're praying for an awakening of the sleeping giant. We're praying, glory to God, eyes to come open, ears to come open. We're praying for discernment. We're praying, glory to God, obedience to the call of God. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And not allowing, glory to God, what you done been through or who's taking you through or what you had or didn't have. Glory to God, allow the enemy to trick us, to keep us, glory to God, out of the place of victory. To know, glory to God, we are vessels to be used for the glory of God. We are the royal priesthood. Glory to God, we are to be used as peculiar people. We are, glory to God, to go out in the hedges and the highways and to compel men. We are, glory to God, to be a light, be an example. If we never open our mouth, our life living ought to make a difference. If somebody gets so salty, glory to God, from watching our lives, and they get thirsty for the righteousness of God and the holiness of God. And what caused you to be able to stand under this pressure? What caused you to be able to still have a light in your eye and be able to praise on your lips? What caused you to be able to stand when I know this is going on in your life and that's going on in your life? But it's the God of our salvation, the author and the finisher. We can be able to share the goodness of the Lord. God, I'm praying that we don't allow ourselves to get to a place that we're looking down instead of looking up to the author and the finisher, looking up to the hills of somebody. So, God, I pray for the body. I pray for the prayer words. I pray for the preachers. I pray for the anointing. I pray for deliverance. I pray for unity. I pray for awareness. I pray, glory to God, for us to get in a place of unity in the name of Jesus. God, it's an hour and a time like never before. We need you. We need your help. We need your direction. So, God, I pray, glory to God, for it to come to a time and so forth that we will not allow the enemy, glory to God, to come and depress and oppress and suppress us, that we won't run to the rock that's high enough. And then when we need to throw a rock, a real rock, the rock of Jesus, his word, glory to God, for every situation to break up, whatever needs to be broken, to be like David, glory to God, hallelujah, his word, glory to God, because he stood on God's word and he had faith in God's word. So when the rock went out, glory to God, because the praises went off, glory to God, he stood and God just took, glory to God, that rock and flew the giant. Whatever the giant is in our lives, help us, glory to God, to take that word and stand on it and stand on it and be firm, glory to God, with assurance that no, glory to God, you're going to work it around for our good. You're going to change.
You're going to, glory to God, cause things to be transformed. But God, help us to keep the faith and help us go out to love on one another. Love and forgive. Help us go with that job, God, to get in that place where we'll let those old things go, those disappointments, those hurts, those trials, and those things. God, whatever you're working for the good, hallelujah. Help us, glory to God, to know what to touch, what not to touch, what to embrace, what not to embrace. Help us, glory to God, not allow the things that we done gone through to come into a place to keep us out of the place of victory. Don't let nothing steal our inheritance. Don't let the enemy steal, glory to God, what God has blessed and said we're to have and to we are to be that more than a conqueror, that victorious person, that not that victim. But God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us. You gave us giftings. We need to use these giftings. We need to use these gifts that you gave us for healing and for deliverance and speaking life to someone or be able to lay hands on the sick and they recover. We need to be able to know and have confidence in the Lord and confidence in the God that's in us that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, but nothing without him. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to help us like never before. Help us not to let the enemy cause our minds to get so twisted and so caught up that we don't meditate on your word day and night. Glory to God, that we get caught up in what we're going through, that we become in a little prison, glory to God, a jail around us, that we can't even function to go forward, to look at the future because we're so caught up in what's going on in the past and we can't get through what's going on right about now. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, hallelujah, as you destroy those yokes, help us to be in a place when you said the Son set free, he's free indeed. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty where I've set you free. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back, whether going back to depression, oppression, suppression, or going back to sin, or going back to go back touching and tampering and things, going back to high-minded prestige, or getting pride for, or getting caught up in hurt or disappointment. Don't let us go back to those places. Don't let us dig it up. Don't let us go back to the place that's been renovated. No, we got to move out of that so we don't answer the doorbell to any of those things anymore. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open up the door, then I'll come in and sup with him. God, help us to be that place that we can be able to bless you at all times because of our relationship and because I'll stand for you and because, glory to God, walking in forgiveness and not allowing the world to change us and not allowing, glory to God, those people and things to dictate to us so we have become, glory to God, confined in a box or confined by, glory to God, people's opinions of things. God, help us to look past that and see you, God, and look to you as the author and the finish of our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. At this time, praise God, I'm going to ask, a few of you on the line. I'm trying to do the switchboard tonight. My sister Dorothy is not here, so I'm going to ask Pastor Bernie, even if she don't do but 5 minutes, to open the line and just I'm going to open the line for her to pray with us just for a few, whatever God's placed on her heart, whether it be about the youth, the nation, or whatever it is that's going on at this hour. And then, Sister Kincaid, we can give her 5 or 10 minutes for you. We're not going to prolong the time tonight. We're just going to trust God for him to move in these prayers, and we can move forward from there. Someone at 404. Praise the Lord. At this time, Pastor, if you're released to pray for a few minutes, then the line is open to you, Apostle Burton. Oh, I might have clicked the wrong one. Not that she just dropped off. Oh, my God, I opened the wrong line. Bear with me. Praise the Lord. At least I thought that was her. Oh, my goodness, 404. Pastor Burton, are you there? I mean, Burton? Okay, if not, let me, okay, let's see. Praise the Lord, the line is open. Praise the Lord. Hello?
You calling for this Kincaid woman.
Okay, then. You can go ahead and you have something on your heart to pray?
I mean, I can always pray, so if you want me to pray about something, I will.
Okay, then we'll just give you probably about 5 minutes to give a prayer for the youth. I was trying to open the line for someone else, and I clicked over, so you go ahead and give us a prayer to cover our youth, please.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for just being God Almighty. We love you, oh God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who is present right at this time. Lord, we thank you right now. Father, we lift up our youth, and we ask that you to bless them, Lord God. The ones who are returning back to school, Lord, put a hedge of protection around them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that you would bless the ones who are just going back to junior high school, elementary, kindergarten, all the way up through college, Lord God, even the ones who are grown and going back to college, Lord, who have been out of school for a long time. Lord, thank you for opening up their minds, and thank you that they'll get good grades, Lord. Father, we thank you right now that you would touch them, each and every one, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, the ones who are calling out for you to help them through this school year and help them to make good grades, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that you give them a touch from heaven, and they will be able to think like never before, Lord God. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you right now for your blessing the teachers, Lord. Father, we thank you for giving them the right teachers. The right teachers get the right students, and the right students get the right teachers, Lord God. We thank you because you can orchestrate anything, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we thank you right now that you would protect them, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, help these young people to hold themselves, keep themselves until marriage, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that we will continue, that people will get to the point where they're training up their children and talking to their children about the different things that's going on in this world. Lord, help them to know that God made man and woman and not man and man and not woman and woman. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind that spirit off of them in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children, Lord, and over our youth, Lord God. We glorify your holy name, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is Mother Willie on the line tonight? Mother Willie, are you there? Praise the Lord. Amen. What we're going to do, like I said, we weren't going to be too long tonight. Do praise God, but we're going to ask if another prayer warrior is out there to pray. And after that, we're getting ready to take our prayer requests for tonight. And after we pray, then we're going to release the line. We'll make an announcement, and then we'll release the line. So if Mother Willie is not available, and I think I thought Pastor Burton was there, but she wasn't. So in the meantime, we have another prayer warrior on the line to pray. Praise God. At this time, we're going to go ahead and take the prayer requests. So is there any requests? Now I see, just wait a minute, one moment. Let me... Any prayer requests out there now?
Yes, ma'am. I have a prayer request. My name is Sister Ricks. I'm going to call for prayer. I'm going to pray for favor with my credit score. For I'm trying to get a townhouse, and they keep telling my score got to be a certain number, and I get it up, then something always keeps coming up. So I'm going to pray for favor with my credit score and the mortgage lender for my townhouse approval.
All right, then praise God. The Lord has blessed. We have done those prayers, and God has moved on others' behalf, and he's not having a respect of person. So we're going to believe God for you tonight.
Thank
too
you.
For that. But hold on. I also want to take this next request, and then we're going to get ready to pray for each thing individually. The next prayer request?
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Okay.
I'm just praying for God's discernment.
God's discernment. Okay. All right. right, then. Praise the Lord. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, praise God. We're going to take another one, then we're going to get prepared to pray. Any more requests out there? Praise the Lord.
Yes, I'm calling in for my brother. He's got lung cancer. And okay. I know that God will make a way. And thus, I just want to try to remember him in prayer.
Okay,
so thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Definitely.
Amen.
Praise God. Is that our last one? Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray. First of all, we're going to come and agree with the warriors that are on the line, too. We'll keep those things even continuously before the Lord, even though we are off the line. After all, when we have requests, we continue to pray for God to move. Amen. For Sister Rick said, request prayer for credit score and for her mortgage. He said to score for the mortgage. We're going to
yeah, and you have 640. Yeah, townhouse okay. Approval is a townhouse property.
Okay, 640 townhouse property. Mm-hmm. And we do have a vessel on line. We're not going to ask her to testify, but she went through something with her home and also the scores, and she's in her house now. So she's on the
Amen.
Line. So
I will,
we know
I
God is able
to give that praise report.
Praise God. As soon as we, if you stay on the line after we pray, my sister, and you'll hear the report. Praise God. And also, we'll get ready to pray for God's discernment for my other sister. And also for the brother with lung cancer. And we done had testimonies, too, with cancer reports. And God bless, because Pastor Bird is not on the line, but she can tell you about her brother when he had 80%, 85% about his bones and whatever like this. And then next thing you know, he had a report where the Lord blessed and delivered. So, and we have some other people we are praying for, still believing there for their deliverance. So there's nothing too hard for God. We just have to keep the faith and believe him for his will to be done. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in agreement tonight for Sister Ricks, God, we believe in you, God, as we come before you in agreement for a credit score, that you're going to bless and give her favor. We're asking you, Lord God, to turn this situation around, that she'll get the 640 or even more. But God, I like Pastor Burton has said so many times over the years, it's not how your credit is with God. It is, I mean, with man, it is how it is with God. So, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to bless in a special way, that you will move in a miraculous way on her behalf. Give her favor that she may, glory
Thank
to God,
God,
get this house, that you get all the glory and get all the honor. Regardless
yes,
of on that paper, we're finding out that the more we trust you, you can touch hearts. You can get in the computer. You
Thank
can
you
turn
God.
Back around and give favor, even when a person says,
Thank
I don't even
you,
know
God.
Why I'm doing this. But, God, you can do some miraculous things. So as we
Jesus.
Come in and
Thank you, God.
But as we come in agreement on one accord,
Thank
we believe
God.
In that things
Thank
are going to change in her
Lord.
Favor. And as she continues to
God.
Seek out your face and continue to speak and decree and declare what God says and not get discouraged because I went back and this was said, that was God, just like the unjust judge with that widow woman, she was so persistent. He didn't regard man or glory to God or God. But because she was so persistent and rewarded him, glory to God, it turned around in her favor. So, God, I'm praying
Thank
that you're going to do the
Thank
same for her
you.
As she persists in
Thank
faith.
God.
Not a maybe, not a wish, or not a hope, or whatever.
Thank
God,
you,
pull
Jesus.
Those strongholds down and while we're in agreement that it will change and she will be able to get her townhouse. She will be able to have,
Thank
glory to God.
God,
the things that she requests of you. Because when your word go out,
Thank
it does not go out void. But we have to have the faith
yes,
to
God,
rest in you, to trust you in Jesus' name. So encourage her heart.
Thank you.
And whatever
Jesus.
Monies that
Thank
are needed,
God.
We ask you, Lord God, to bless and give a favor there. God, we pray, glory to God,
Jesus.
For my sister, which is desiring, glory to God, discernment. That is very important, glory to God, that we will have discernment so that we can be able to have the wisdom of God to know how to walk through some things and recognize the forces of the enemy when he comes in the name of Jesus to steal, kill, and destroy. So I'm asking you, Lord God, to open her eyes, open her spirit, open her up, glory to God, that she may be able to discern and understand and glory to God, be able to walk through some things without allowing the enemy to distract her or distort or for her to have second guesses about what she believes is so, that she'll know when God speaks something in her spirit or
God reveals something to her, she can hold on to faith and not be moved in the name of Jesus. God, you said even in James, glory to God for the desire, wisdom, just the acts of you. You will give it to all men liberally in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying, glory to God, any hurts or disappointments or anything behind the scenes that the enemy has distracted or trying to come in and distort some things or miss, you miss some things in time. God, I'm praying for this new beginning in glory to God, that desire to know your voice, and God, that she will not allow many other voices come in to steal from her, rob from her. She'll be in such a place in her relationship with you in that word, and let that word get so on the inside of her and getting in a place over to God. When you speak it, it is so already settled that, God, I'm going to believe it. So, God, I pray you continue to encourage her and build faith in her, that she will hold on to your promise, hold on to your word, and she'll be able to see with the eyes of God, and then those things over to God that you do reveal into her, let her not, glory to God, get distort or distracted, because some things that when God start allowing us to discern some things and see some things, that flesh may, glory to God, make us feel uneasy. But when we start resting in the Lord, it's for a purpose, for in prayer, or whether you want to use our giftings, or whether you want to speak into someone's life, we'll be able to stand in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray, glory to God, for the sister that's standing in proxy for her brothers. We stand together with her. God, we believe in God for you to deliver. God, you said in your word, by your stripes we were healed, and healing is in your wing. You sent your word to heal. We know, glory to God, you are the one that does the healing. We can only pray and trust you and believe you for miracles. And God, you're still doing them, and you're still proving yourself even at this hour in this 2016. So nothing's too hard, God. So we're asking you, Lord God, as we send the word out and believe in you, glory to God, that you will bless and touch those lungs, that God, you will curse it, cancel that spirit of the enemy with cancer that has a death notice on it in the name of Jesus. God, we want to pray and believe life for him. Till you say otherwise, we're going to stand on the wall and stand around your word that a miracle is going to take place in this life. But nevertheless, as we cast all our cares and all our concerns, we are going to believe you, glory to God, that you are going to work this thing out in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to bless for his breathing, bless, glory, for comfort, bless for direction, bless, glory to God, even in salvation. God, we pray that if he's not, that you will save. But if it's not, glory, if he already is, that he'll continue to hold on to faith. We pray for her, God. We pray for the family. We pray for all those that are concerned. And God, as we trust you this day, as we cast all these cares and all these concerns, and even, glory to God, for the lady and her baby, glory to God, for the skull, glory to God, being healed, and the brain and all of that, and the mother, and praying, glory to God, for the other young lady with her, the attack with the asthma. We're praying, God, total deliverance for these. And God, as we stand in the gap, we cast all these cares and all these concerns back to you. Cancel every assignment of the enemy that will come and steal, the kill, and destroy, or try to come up against the warriors that are standing in the gap, or try to distort, or try to bring doubt, or try to bring chaos or confusion. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind him up and command him to be loose from this assignment and go back to the dry place from whence he came. We know, glory to God, there's great power in you, and you gave us that power and that authority that we can walk in. So help us, glory to God, to not to flinch, but to hold fast to faith, because you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, love, and a sound mind. And even, glory to God, as we pray for the sister with the discernment, for the things that she's asking for and the things that you're going to reveal unto her, help her to know that you're not giving her the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And it's not just for just one little small thing that she's going through, or one little, that spirit of discernment going to operate in her, glory to God, through many things, so that where she can be able to walk in authority and walk, glory to God, in the blessed plan that God has for her. So, God, I bless you today, and I pray, glory to God, for the body of Christ, even the more. That's a tool that we need desperately at this time. But most of all, hearing your word and obeying it is, glory to God, greater than any, because you said you desire obedience more than sacrifice. So we love you today. We appreciate you, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord for the testimony. If my sister still have time to hear, and we'll give it, let her give it to you briefly as she can. So we're going to open those lines that that she may be able to share that testimony of what God has said. So we're going to ask you to try to be as brief as you can, but still try to cover the bases that you need to as well. Elder Kincaid?
Amen. Okay. Amen. I'm here. Amen.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I just want to give God all the praise, honor, and glory. I had been trying to get a house for at least, I guess, a year or so. But anyway, And every time when it got down to it, to the loan, they kept postponing my loan. They kept the closing of the loan, they kept postponing it. I mean, I really went through, but God. So it took four times before I really got to close on my loan. But before that, I had to clear up my credit and get all that straight before I could even begin to look at a house. And then I had ended up changing realtors because something happened to my realtor. I think cancer got her. And so I had to end up changing. But every turn, every step of the way, I had to really plead the blood. But I called on the prayer line, this prayer line, to pray for me to get this house. And I praise God. After about 2 to 3 months of fighting in the spirit and doing everything I had to do, doing what they asked me to do, God supernaturally allowed me to get my house. And I'm in it. I've been in it for about 2 months now. So I give God all the praise, honor, and glory.
Amen.
So he definitely came through for me, and if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Just be consistent.
Thank you.
Just like the lady, going back to the unjust judge, and
I'm
she finally gave
last year myself. Yeah,
so
same with me.
just keep on. Don't give up.
Amen.
Just keep trying.
Yeah.
And believe
Amen.
God, and keep on calling this prayer line, and let them pray
Amen.
For you. Let them bind the devil off of your loan, off of your house,
Amen.
Off of everything
Amen.
That pertain to that
Amen.
House, and even you. Amen. So
Amen.
Just believe
Amen.
God, because he'll do it for you. He will. He promised.
Amen.
So,
I receive.
Be encouraged, my sister.
Encouraged, my
Amen.
Sister.
Uh-huh.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord. We'll hold on just for a minute for an announcement. I'm going to find out what it is, anything that the Lord has spoken. Praise God. We're going to hear if there's not a word from the Lord tonight in specific on anything that the Lord has given us tonight. We are going to go over into our announcement. I don't want to hang up if there was another one that came on for a prayer request. We already prayed over the prayer requests, but if there is one that's still left, then we'll take that request and then make an announcement concerning Pastor Tweedy will be speaking on our next Sunday. But hold on just a moment. Anyone else for a prayer request before we go over into the announcement? Okay, then. Praise God. Pastor Tweedy will be speaking this Sunday on Blog Talk on every second and fourth Sunday. We have messages that come forth, and this Sunday will be the prophet that will be speaking, a vessel that is anointed and God has blessed and used her greatly in the Word, and she's coming out of Georgia, and she will bring forth whatever God has placed in our heart and however God desire to use her. We are looking forward to hearing a move of the Spirit through her. So we want to inform you of that. That will be 7 o'clock on Eastern time and 6 o'clock on the Central or whatever part of the country. I don't know after that. Some people that come online, I can only say Central because I'm right now in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the East Coast and whatever like this, a lot of the warriors on that side, and then some people from the West may come in on. But however, if the lines are open at 6 my time at Central and then also 7 on the Eastern time, praise God. At this time, do we have another announcement? And also on Monday nights, we're off every Monday night at 7 and 6. It's the same number. And we ask you to share the number with you because people come on. We have warriors that come on and pray that specifically on some nights, and then we have where the lines is open for people for prayer requests. So sometimes people just come in and they need the prayer, or sometimes they're just encouraged by the prayers that we pray as we intercede for the nation, intercede for the body of Christ and the youth and various things that are going on in the cosmos right now and our government and so forth and so on. And, you know, the current events, where things go right specifically in people's lives and marriages and families and even the singles or whatever. We come against a lot of demonic forces that we bind up to just behind the scenes on some things too as well. So we cover a lot of grounds on some things, and so we try to encourage people to pass the number out, and sometimes it may be some specific things that was prayed that might be something that will encourage others or cause them to grasp faith, that sometimes the trials in life are causing them to start slipping away or getting kind of nonchalant, and sometimes it's just for the joint in to touch and agree, and then there's other times and so forth like that. It may be the prayer requests and the testimony up from those requests that may cause others, glory to God, that just what they need at that time. So pass the number on to people that you may feel that might need to be on for prayer or the word that comes on those two Sundays that might encourage or build them up, or because all of us, whether we're ministers of the gospel, that all of us minister of reconciliation, but we're in the fivefold ministry as well as lay people, all of us need encouragement sometime or another, or have things that we need in agreement in prayer. And even through the night, even through the prayer that went up for me, and just knowing some other people that needed prayer worse than whatever I was going through, that just did a jump start in me, glory to God, coming up out of whatever this that tried to hold my body down today. So it's power in prayer. So if we come in agreement. So at this time and so forth, like this, Pastor Tweedy, we will open the line for you to. If you're on, if you had something that God placed in your spirit, or we're going to give you that space, and then we're going to get ready to depart from the line.
Amen. Truly, I do magnify the Lord. Amen. I praise and I thank God for the prayers that have gone up. Amen. Praise God for the newborn baby and for my daughter. Amen. Praise God. I praise and I thank God. Amen. Praise God. For I do know that this woman is a woman of God and a prayer warrior. Amen, praise God, and can get a prayer through. Amen, praise God. And I don't mind obeying God and telling and saying what God told me to say. He said that to remind the people that he wants you, amen, praise God, to not muzzle the ark that threadish out the corn. Amen, praise God. I'm asking Pastor, amen, Hubbard once again to give out her information that, amen, praise God, those that have a heart and a will to send a donation, that they will send a donation, amen, to this woman of God, amen, praise God, that God have allowed, amen, praise God, to continue in prayer, amen, praise God, for our families, for our children, for husbands, for wives, amen, for sicknesses, for diseases, amen, praise God. She has always been a prayer warrior. She's always been there, even before, amen, God blessed these doors to be open. Amen, praise God. I've known her for years. Amen, praise God. And she don't mind praying no matter what time or what hour. So I ask, amen, praise God, that you, amen, praise God, will bless her. Amen, praise God, with a monetary gift. Amen, praise God, to be a blessing to her. And the word of God today that blessed, amen, praise God, his servant, they will be blessed. Amen, praise God. He said he will personally see that you are blessed. Amen, according to the word. He said, bless them, and he will bless you. Amen, praise God. So I'm asking her, amen, at this time, will she give out her address again? Amen, praise God, to those that are online, that they will continue to pass the word. Amen, praise God, to be a blessing to the servant of God. Amen, praise God, for the word of God said, do all things, do it as unto the Lord. Amen, praise God. So do this as unto the Lord. Amen, praise God. Pastor Hubbard, give your information again, please.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This is something that the Lord has placed on the apostles' heart, so we weren't aware of it at first, but then it was witnessed that he said do this at this time, so we're allowing this to be done. It's not something that we're asking a donation every time, but whatever this is that God has blessed for this purpose, I've embraced it now and accepted it, so I'm going to give you the address once more, and the address is Pastor B.J., B as in boy, J as in John, the last name is Hubbard, H as in house, U as in umbrella, B as in Bob, B as in Barbara, A as in apple, R as in Robert, D as in David, and the address is 4404 West, W-E-S-T, one word, and then the next word is Iola, I like igloo, Iola, Iola Street. That's West Iola Street, and that's Broken Arrow. It just crossed the line, like across the street from Tulsa, so we have to use Broken Arrow. So it's B-R-O-K-E-N and then Arrow, A-R-R-O-W, and that's the letter O-K for Oklahoma. And the zip is 74012, 74012. And that's, again, B.J. Hubbard, 4404 West Iola Street, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74012. Certainly do appreciate it as the Lord deal with your heart. If he doesn't deal with your heart, you keep us in prayer and keep ministry in prayer, and we leave it as such, and we give God glory. As the sister is walking it out in faith, I'm walking it out in faith in speaking it to as well for this hour in the name of Jesus. So as the Lord bless, we're just going to, like I said, ask you just to obey the Spirit. If the Spirit don't deal with you about anything, just like with anything else in life, the spirit of discernment, then you release that, and we continue to pray one for another and continue about the work of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. So if there is not anything else, we are going to prepare ourselves now to be released from the line of if there is something else that the Lord has placed in somebody's spirit, then we'll receive that now, but we're going to get ready to say good evening for the night and ask you all to really be in prayer for Pastor Prophet Tweedy for this Sunday coming. For the Lord, we believe in God, we'll bring a word that is going to bless the body of Christ as a whole for this end time and for the kingdom of God at this hour. So when we come in, we're coming believing God as we gather together to uplift the name of the Lord and to give God praise and believe in him as we hear the word, whatever applies to us, that we operate accordingly in the name of Jesus. So if there is nothing else, we're going to prepare to say good night and thank the Lord for those that did come on tonight. Thank God for those that are for prayer that stood in the gap for me tonight, as well as the others that had the prayer request. And thank God that my body is feeling better. We canceled an assignment any attack afterwards, because you know sometimes you're under the anointing that you try to come after, but we're going to believe it is well, it is done, and as we continue to progress better. So it's, without further ado, it's, if there's no response or remarks, we're going to get ready to prepare ourselves to be dismissed from the line, but not God's presence. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So good night, ladies.
Good night.
Why is it sounding so sad saying good night?
Good night.
Good night.
Praise the Lord. We want to celebrate Jesus all times. We'll give him glory. That sounds like we praise the Lord. So give God glory and praise. Amen.
Oh, I want to call
Tom? Okay, then you can do so after.
When you get... Okay.
Okay, then. Praise the Lord.
Thanks.
All right. Good night, Demetrius. I can't get that word together, but Salone, and everyone, I pray God's blessings upon you. Angels be in camp, and have a good night and blessed week. And we'll prayerfully do a tune in for Sunday at 7 or 6. Amen.
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 God bless. Good night.
Demetrius,
praise the Lord. God, I thank you. You're so marvelous. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello?